Okay, it's almost 1 PM, so let's start my talk. Couldn't talk, you should bring Josh. This is the only German I learned from Douglas Mail. So, okay, my name is Josh. I'm from Taiwan Open Source Community, and some of you might know Sakanamex or AIO. Thanks to them to inviting me to the community. So there are lots of fun learning new things together in the community. And I work at WeStrong, which is a company that becoming like HP or Dell to manufacturing their laptop or server. So last year there are 90% of server and 80% of desktop and notebook are manufacturing from Taiwan. So basically what I do for a living is to ensure those products are listed on every HCL on the which is user wanted. So ever since I joined the community, I've been thinking what I can do to contribute to the community with my knowledge since I'm not a good programmer. Is the sound okay? And I found open source HCL might be something that I can help. So today I'm going to take 30 minutes to talk about open source HCL. What is it? Why does it matter? And propose some ideas that might improve the open source HCL. Okay. So this is the outline today. First of all, I'm going to explain what is HCL and why we need it. And then we'll look at the current open source HCL and think what the challenge we might have. And finally, I'll list some ideas that might improve the open source HCL and keep it updated. So what is HCL? Here I want to do a quick survey, and how many of you have heard about HCL? Please raise your hand. Okay, great, I see a few hands, and for those who doesn't raise your hand, hope this talk will give you some ideas about HCL, and for those who you raise your hands, I hope we can discuss some HCL things during a conference. Yeah. Okay. The HCL is actually stands for hardware compatibility list. It provides user or buyer a reference hardware support list of the operating system. So they can be sure that the hardware they have or they are going to purchase is going to work with the operating system perfectly. So for some, I know that you people are very good at Linux, but some people in Asia, like my mom, they actually don't know Linux at all. So if they want to use Linux and they are going to buy a hardware like a laptop or desktop, and how can they choose what desktop or laptop is going to work? So this is what HCL matter. Yeah. So almost every operating system have their own HCL. So today I'm focusing on Linux HCL, so we could have some ideas about the factor that might affect people willing to update HCL and the pros and cons of each HCL design. So I'll go through some HCL website. So I'll start with commercial distro like Red Hat, SUSE, and Ubuntu. So first we can see it's Red Hat, and actually I can go to the website. Okay, so this is Red Hat HCL website, and we can check. They are in categories to list their HCL, and first we can see the server. Okay, we can see like row seven. Okay, you can see there are lots of models in the list, and we can readily pick one of them. And now we can see in the page, you can see the model name and the company name and the compatible OS version. But what else are missing in this page? Do you have any idea? to me, the biggest problem I see is the lack of the detailed hardware information. So we don't know what exactly the network card is compatible, and also like storage they are compatible. So if my model is exactly as this one, but if I switch the network adapter, is it still compatible? That's what I don't know. But actually, my job is to put the product on this list. So actually, we're doing a lot of things beyond this table, but I don't know why they didn't show the details. So, but I think the details matter. Okay, the second one I want to look at the laptop. So the other problem I saw is the laptop is very only few numbers in this list. So it's hard for end users to reference this list because there are only few numbers. Yeah. Okay. So I in case the internet is not good, so I screenshot of them, but I think directly see the websites better. Then we can see SUSE. SUSE is also list lots of server models, and unlike Red Hat, they actually list detailed hardware information for users, so you can reference it directly. So if your model is not listed, but you can actually check your components on this list, like you have same CPU, you also have same network adapter, then it's still value to you. But like Red Hat, the same problem is the client desktop, like our laptop, is very few. So it's only have 38 models for /15. Yeah, so it's very few. Okay, so we jump to Ubuntu. Ubuntu actually have lots of laptop and desktop on the list, but it also provides the detailed hardware information, but the problem is it has to join a membership program before you can post your products on the list, which is normal, like every commercial distro did it, but the Ubuntu member fee is relatively high, so not every company can join this program. So like our company, we didn't have the program to put this on it. Okay. So above is the commercial distro. So here I summary how to achieve all this. First of all, they all have a great ecosystem that include all the hardware vendors and the OEM, ODM, IGV, ISV. So work together to make this list. And the second one is they also provide a test suite. So they have an automation tool for you to run the test and make sure the hardware is compatible. So the third one is they also provide lots of documents. And the fourth one is to have a review process. So they review if all the test instances are passed, and there is no proprietary drivers in your system, like, yeah. And also, of course, the website. Okay, so now we are seeing the community distros. So I've listed some demos distros here, and we are going to look through all this and see the pros and cons. So first of all, I want to see the Arch Linux. Arch Linux, they show a lot of hardware troubleshooting information in the main page, which is very good for users to troubleshooting their problems with hardware. And we can see the XCL that are listed. This is a wiki best XCL. So, does anyone see any problems here for SEO for end user to reference? Any ideas? Okay, to me, I think the biggest problem I saw is this okay here and here. Actually, it's kind of confused to me because I don't know what okay actually means. Like a narrow car, we don't know is it speed okay or is link okay. So I don't know what exactly means, and it didn't provide a standard procedure to test your hardware. So if I want to update my models in this list, I don't know if my model is actually okay because different people have different opinion. Yeah. And the second problem I see is there are some people list their component name here, but some people don't. So I think in order to that people can easily reference your model, I think the component detail is very important. So if you have tested your model, I think it's better if you can also provide your hardware details. So yeah. Okay, the second part is I think the update is not very actively. I think it's okay because like 2018 still have 3 updates, but I think there are more updates here. So we could actually think a way to include more people to update this SEO list. Yeah. Okay, this is Arch Linux. And then we see Debian. Debian is using their own database to recall a device that's compatible with Debian. I think it's a smart way to ask people copy the result of LSPCI into a column and give user an idea what if their components are compatible or not. So here is actually my desktop back at Taiwan, and I use LSPCI to put my device info here and click check. So it will tell you what component is compatible and why it's not. And you might be wondering how to like determine is whether your components work or not. This work column is basic on user input. So if I check my component is okay, then it will tell you it's okay. So you can also input if you found out like your chipset driver is fine, you can feedback to them. Okay, I think the plus side of this method is that everyone can precisely understand if their hardware is working properly in device level. But the downside of the method is obviously you need to buy the computer first, and when it tells you not working, it's probably too late. So yeah, because it didn't provide a system level compatibility view for user to reference, yeah, like a model name or something. Then we can see Fedora. Fedora was used Wikibase SEO like Arch Linux and also OpenSUSE XCL. And but they decided to archive it after 2016 because the SEO was not being actively updated for a while. And they told users to reference Red Hat SEO. But as we saw earlier, it's not easy to reference, especially for desktop or laptop. And then we can see CentOS. CentOS doesn't have SEO. They told users to reference Red Hat SEO directly. Since CentOS is built from the same source code, it's reasonable to reference Red Hat SEO. Yeah. Sorry. So here has a quick summary. How do community distros deal with SEO? I think they can divided into four types. So first one is Wikibase SEO is very common, and also OpenSUSE is you adapt this method. And the second one is Like what Debian do is device driver check repo database. And third one is to reference other existing database like CentOS did. And the fourth one is not provide SEAL at all, like elementary OS or some distros didn't provide SEAL. So let's look at OpenSUSE SEAL. I've screenshot the OpenSUSE SEAL so you can see. Maybe I directly go to the website. Okay. So you can see the categories here, and let me click one of them. Okay, so you can choose the brand you have. For example, my desktop is Acer, so I click Acer. So you can see the patch here. It's very like Arch Linux did, and it uses checkmark to tells you whether it's compatible or not. But I think the problem is same as Arch Linux because we don't know the checkmark mean. Like, actually, I tried to put my records on this HCL, and this one is my, it confused me to see whether the video card is working and whether my network card is working, because they are lacking a precisely procedure to do the task. So, sorry. So I think the problem is we need a precisely procedure to test these components. And also the format is not consistent, because some people put the check mark and some people list the component information. Yeah. And if we see the history, this is me, I'm Josh. Before me is 2011, so not many people are maintaining this list. Okay, now we are roughly know the problem might be, so I summary the problems. I think the number one is data could easily be outdated if no one is maintaining the data. And the second one is there are a lot of inconsistent information because we don't have the accurate guideline to guiding people how to update this list. And the third one is a lack of specific validation process. Like we don't know how to test our components. And the fourth is lack of detailed hardware information. And the final one, I think it's not everyone know how to edit wiki page, because when I did first, I did some research on how to update a wiki list. So if you have model and you have the passion to update it, then you will, you might eventually dead. Not want to update because wiki, the format is not you are familiar with. Okay, so I want to rethinking OpenSUSE SEAL. I've been talking to several people back in Taiwan about the challenges I found, and it's interesting to me to rethink the OpenSUSE SEAL and how can we solve those challenges. So here I borrow Simon Sinek's Golden Circle. For those who have not heard about him, he is a writer and also one of the most inspired speakers in TED. So he believes people will be convinced in it's because why you are doing it, the motivation behind the actions. So I start with why. Why we want to provide an HCL for users? What's the purpose? So I think why we are doing it is because people should know if their hardware could work with OpenSUSE before they use it. So In order to do that, we will provide HCL for them. And the things we are currently doing is to check the HCL first before you buy the hardware. And second, if you buy the hardware and your hardware is actually work, input your workload model on OpenSUSE HCL wiki patch. So this is what we're doing now. But we solve problems. So there are three ideas came up with after I discussed with several people back in Taiwan. So these ideas is not tested. Might seem not practical, but I think they are worthy to discuss. So I'll explain each of them in following slide. So first one is idea is to create a SEO program. The cornerstone of the idea is to invite hardware vendors or users to test their hardware. The obviously advantage is no one should be the guinea pig to buy the first hardware without knowing its work or not. So let us hardware vendor do it while they are making. So because my job is in a hardware vendor, so I think we have lots of hardware can do it. If we have a hardware program to guiding them how to do it. So there are several things we should do to start our SEO program. So the things like provide a simple guideline to test hardware and a simple test tool to test hardware and create a log collecting process and find a way to review logs automatically because we don't have much people to review log manually and post result to SCL. Yeah. So the second idea is test at first sight. The idea is to invite users to test their hardware while the first time log in. So the steps are like following. So when you log in first time, it pop a welcome wizard that inviting user to test their hardware. And it only tests major components like graphic, like network audio. And it should be finished in a couple minutes because user don't have much passion to actually test too long. And third one is that user decide they want to post the result to SCL. And for this, to mark different levels on the website, if report a certain number, like same model have reporting like 100 times, you mark a sum or something like that. And idea C, I think, is more easy to do it, is provide a guide for Wiki HCL. So we provide specific steps to guiding user, test the hardware properly, and provide result in a standard format. So we guide users how to test their hardware properly. There are several test tools can help users to do with that. And suggesting user to include data by standard process, like where you can get the model name, where you can get the component name. And third one is encourage more people to add the hardware models on the list. Okay, so all three ideas are talking about testing the hardware, and I want to introduce four OpenSUSE test frameworks so we could have an idea how it works. So I'm not sure if you have heard about this tool, Hardware Plot. Does anyone hear this tool before? Okay, no. Here I have a quick demo. It uses Flatpak to run the hardware prop. And it's actually very fast. It only takes a few seconds for users to detect their hardware information. And it will give you a URL and it will tell you what's on the website and what's your model and did your component work or not. And You might wondering how it determines whether it's good or not. It's similar like Debian did. It's a user feedback database. And in the end, it will put some information here so you can know the details of the hardware. Okay, so actually I think it's a good way to prop your hardware. Okay, the second one is Avocado Test Framework. I think it's initialed from Red Hat, and it's a framework to test. It's basic on Python, and I think the test script is very easy to read. So you can test your hardware by the Python CLI, and it will give you some feedback like this. This is a perf test, so it will show how many pass and how many fail. So I think it's an idea so we can test the hardware in a more structured way. Okay, the third one is Linux test program. It's a very old program. It's based on C language. And the test cases are very large. I believe it has 1,800 test cases to test your Linux kernel. So this is one way. And finally is Phoronix Test Suite. It's also open source. And I think it's interesting because the view of this test suite is based on the benchmark. So the test, so in the end of this test, it will give you a benchmark benchmark number, and it will compare with other models. How's your CPU is working? Is your CPU better than other hardware models? So I think it's interesting. And in the end, it will post on the website so people can reference your hardware models. Okay, so those are the three ideas. I think we might have the chance to do it, to actually fit the purpose. Okay, that's all. Questions?
So do you have an idea on how many of hardware incompatibilities are related to the kernel and versus other packages? Because I would imagine that most of this is related to the kernel because it's about hardware. Is it right, this assumption?
Do you mean the package?
So if hardware is not working, how yeah. often is it the case that the kernel is at fault? That something in the kernel is wrong? Or is it something totally different?
You mean the hardware doesn't list on the list?
Okay. If the system doesn't even boot up, or if this test suits, I find an issue or something.
Yeah.
I would imagine, or my assumption is that most often the component at the fault is the kernel. Is this right?
I think it's mostly okay. If I actually test those hardware, I think mostly it will be okay. But I think we should let people know your hardware is okay. And if not, I think the issue should be reported to the hardware vendor before they actually sell the product. Does that answer your question?
Never mind.
Okay, maybe we can discuss later. It. Yeah. So any other questions? Okay, thank you all.